I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research is underway in South Carolina to explore the possible health benefits of yogic breathing. To talk about breathing exercises for breast cancer survivors to lower stress and practice mindfulness is Dr. Sundar Balasubramanian. He's an assistant professor of radiation oncology and a cell biology researcher at MUSC, and he has been involved in research related to yogic breathing for the past 6 years. Dr. Balasubramanian, tell us about the classes that you're teaching in the Charleston area to breast cancer survivors related to yogic breathing.
This is a class for the Survivors Fit Club. This is organized by the MUSC Wellness Center. And yogic breathing is one of the components among nutrition, exercise, and counseling for the breast cancer survivors.
And what is the goal of these yogic breathing exercises specifically for breast cancer survivors?
The diagnosis of breast cancer has a lot of emotional and physical changes, and people have gone through a lot of stress, anxiety, and fatigue. So yogic breathing is a way of connecting the mind and body, and it is a great way to reduce stress.
And tell us just briefly about the specific yogic breathing exercises that you're really teaching these breast cancer survivors.
We carefully choose exercises that will help people to relax themselves and to improve their mood and help them with better sleep and better quality of life.
Why would a specific breathing pattern help with stress reduction and managing stress?
Some of the breathing exercises involve slow breathing and deep breathing. Those exercises tend to stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system, the relaxation system.
And how easy or difficult is it for the survivors to really learn these techniques that you're teaching?
It's easy to learn, easy to practice every day. We have 5 different exercises that people will do on weekdays, and then they can repeat them during the weekends. And it brings a lot of relaxation, and they are energetic. Their fatigue level is going down. So there's a lot of benefits with the continued practice of these exercises.
And I understand that mindfulness is also a concept that's being worked into these classes. What is mindfulness?
So you can practice mindfulness in so many different ways. With respect to the yogic breathing, you are basically bringing your awareness or completely putting your mind on something that goes on in your body. That is the breathing process. So you are continuously watching the breathing. You're regulating the breathing. So you are using yogic breathing as a way of mindfulness.
And are you basically clearing out the mind of other thoughts, the worries, the anxiety, for at least a short time?
Yes, exactly. That is the whole idea of yoga and the breathing process in particular. The idea of yogic breathing is how we can reduce the waves of the mind or wandering of the mind to focus more on things that are here and now.
Dr. Balasubramanian, thanks for providing information about yogic breathing exercises for breast cancer survivors.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.